Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a sexual technique that is featured in The Joy of Sex. The Joy of Sex was one of the first explicit sexual instruction books published. It was first published in 1972, and it's written by Alex Comfort. And this book was actually very important to me personally because it's the first sexual instruction book I found in the library when I was a kid and curious about sex. And it set me on the path to reading as much as I could about sex, which ultimately led me here. And what I loved about this book as a kid and what I continue to love is all of the illustrations. The book is kind of written in a Joy of Cooking style where it's laid out a little bit like a cookbook, I think is what they were going for. But what I love is there's tons of illustrations of couples joyfully exploring sex. And of course, they're white couples and it's heterosexual. And if it was published today, we'd find all sorts of things wrong with this book. But for its time, it was quite radical and forward-thinking. And so I think we need to give it its proper due in the canon of sexuality literature. And I was looking at this book recently because I found a copy of it at a library book sale, you know, when they put all the books out under a tent and you fill up a bag for 10 bucks. I love that stuff, of course I do. And I found both the original Joy of Sex and the sequel as hardcover pristine copies, and of course I was thrilled. So I brought them home and I was looking through them recently and I wanted to share this technique with you. It's a combination of techniques, of course, that we've talked about before, but I liked how they laid it out and I thought it could give you something to explore if you wish. So here it goes. They call it slow masturbation, and this word masturbation, of course, is sometimes used to talk about self-stimulation, and sometimes it's used to talk about partnered stimulation, and in this case, they're talking about partners using their hands on one another. So they talk about it like this. This, by the way, is in the chapter called Sauces and Pickles, like once in a while condiments for your sex life, which I think is kind of hilarious. So here's the sauce and pickle of slow masturbation. Traditionally, the woman does it to the man, but it works in either direction. You need good access and a completely helpless partner, though you can try it without if bondage games turn you off, but the result is quite different and you can't get so far. The knack lies in playing on your partner like an instrument, alternately pushing them forward and frustrating them. The woman starts out by tying the man to her satisfaction, either staked out or wrists behind and ankles crossed, knees open, naked and on his back. She then, quote, signs her name. To do this, she kneels astride him, facing him, and performs a tasteful striptease as far as her panties. Next, holding his hair in her hand, she rubs his mouth firmly over her armpit and breasts, giving him her body perfume. Then she locks her legs carefully round his neck and presses her covered pussy on his mouth. Finally, she strips off and gives him the direct genital kiss, brushing first, then open, taking her time over it. Pulls his foreskin well back, if he has one, and stands back for a few moments to let him get excited. If she knows her job, he will be unable to move, while the kiss ensures that he won't lose the feel of her. Coming back, she does the same all over again, stiffens him by hand and mouth if necessary, and starts in real earnest. She has two focal points to attend to, his mouth and his penis, and the knack, during this warm-up period, consists in keeping both of them occupied continuously, without pauses and without triggering ejaculation. The possibilities are obvious, hand to each, hand to one, mouth or pussy to the other, varied by a touch of her breasts, her armpit, or even her hair. Between the two poles, she will work over his most sensitive areas with her fingertips, her tongue, and her pussy, this last one with one hand on his penis and her other palm over his mouth, never letting the rhythm slacken. If his erection begins to go down, she stops, tightens him up, then re-stiffens him. Then she can begin slow masturbation proper. So I'm just going to pause here. So the image, of course, is she is sitting on his face and working his penis with her hands and mouth, or sitting astride him and working his mouth with one hand and his penis with the other. But the idea is to be stimulating both his mouth and penis at the same time in some sort of face-sitting hand job combination. Okay, back to the joy of sex. This is about the most mind-blowing and, while it lasts, frustrating sexual sensation of which most males are capable. If you still want to know why we include it under bondage games, try it for a few moments with an unbound partner. Sit well up on his chest with your buttocks to his chin and put each of your ankles inside the crook of one of his knees. Hold the root of his penis with one hand and with the other pull the skin back as far as it will go with finger and thumb. Thumb towards you. Then start quick, sharp, nervous strokes. Each one quick, that is, but timed at one per second, no faster. After about 20 of these, give him 10 very quick strokes, then resume the slow rhythm, and so on. If from the turmoil under you and the general scene you think he is about to ejaculate, drop the speed. You can sense this with practice. Keep it up as long as you think he can stand it. The excitement is his, but it is less one-sided than it sounds. The male response is enough to turn most women on, and you can press your open pussy hard on his breastbone, but don't let your attention wander. 10 minutes is about as much as most males can stand. If he goes limp, put him out of his misery, either by quickly masturbating him to climax, or by mouth, or by turning and riding him. When he does come, get him untied as quickly as possible. Delay after orgasm will leave him as stiff as he had played a hard ball game. Okay. So this is a combination of some techniques, right? So we have face sitting, we have hand job techniques, we have bondage, and we have the edging technique, which is this technique of bringing arousal up and then bringing it down, and then bringing it up and bringing it down again, and prolonging that for as long as possible. And they say 10 minutes is as long as a man can go. We've seen men go actually for an hour or two in this state. So don't underestimate the possibilities of the edging technique and have fun with this. So the overall image I want you to take away is this idea, and bondage, by the way, is totally optional. You can use verbal bondage, like lie still, don't touch me, this is all about you, I'm going to do you now. Bondage might actually get in the way of relaxation if you get a leg cramp or something like that, so explore and see if bondage adds to your excitement or takes away from it. But I love this image of one partner focusing on turning the other one on, using the combination of the genitals and the mouth as two focal points, and using the edging technique, which we talk a lot about here, and we have on our site, we have a whole handbook on ejaculation control so men can learn how to ride this edge of orgasm and not ejaculate right away and prolong that state of arousal. And it's so fascinating to me that, of course, as humans, we explore these same techniques throughout the decades, throughout the centuries, throughout the eras, really, and we get to explore what they mean to us and how they feel in our bodies. And so that is your challenge, is try some version of this. And I will bring you more from The Joy of Sex because I think it's a delightful book. And you can find a complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com. We have a wealth of information for you, and we are always here for you. Be in touch with us. This is Chris from pleasuremechanics.com wishing you a lifetime of pleasure and joyful sex.